This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, it's an auspicious day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as we crank up our broadcast week as we always do through GCN or Home and Broadcast Radio Syndication. What's auspicious about it? Well, John Rappaport is back. He retired early in 2020. Well, in the last couple of weeks anyway. And we're finally connecting here in the calendar year 2021 to talk about things we've probably been talking about, but not with John. And everybody loves you, John, and I do too. And checking in with you, see how you're doing. How did you transition from one calendar year to another? Or is it like, well, I'm still breathing?
Yeah, I am. And it was a smooth transition. Continue to write. Every day, that's where most of my energy has been. And every time I think that's it, what else is there to say, something new pops up. So this kind of conversation that you and I have been having, I guess, for the last year or so, just keeps going on because there are new outrageous lies being promoted, and they require some answers.
Yeah, I think that the censorship issue has been rising and rising and rising over the last year into a place of abject absurdity. And I've tried to appeal to the intellect of those who are not using their intellect. I know that's a daunting challenge, like cheerleaders for censorship right now on the political left, and just saying, y'all, just wake up and look at the history of censorship. It never ends well for those who cheerleaded for censorship either. And in fact, for those that say, we're only concerned about violence, right? This is what we're doing. This is what we have to do to limit the violence. I'm thinking, well, do you know what happens when you stop people from being able to freely communicate and share and discuss ideas that you are opposed to? It foments frustration and anger, leading to, guess what? Violence. And so it's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy if they play along with this idea that the only safety is in censorship. It's the opposite that's true.
Yes, indeed. I'm glad you led with that, because this is a key factor that people have to understand. The whole issue is really what I would call incitement. In other words, somebody makes a statement. Somebody else picks up on that statement and uses it to justify, let's just say, some kind of a violent act that breaks the law. Now, the people who want to censor the original statement, of course, are very quick to jump right on this and make the false claim that there's an intimate connection between the statement and the act of violence through incitement. But that argument fails completely and is completely stupid and ignorant and uneducated and unconstitutional, because, as any intelligent person can see, the one who picks up the statement and uses it to commit an act of violence does not say anything about the original statement, whether or not it was intended to provoke violence, if it was obviously a call to violence, if it was the equivalent of shouting fire in a crowded theater, if it was a command, a direction, an order, a plan, a plot to commit violence, or, for example, suppose I said, and I'm writing a piece about this, the 2016 election was a complete fraud. Actually, Trump did not win the election. He conspired with Russian agents to overthrow the election and turn it in his favor, and the plot was successful. Let's say I make that statement. And then some guy writes that down in a notebook, and he puts a notebook in his pocket along with a gun, and he goes to the White House, who at the time is occupied by Trump, and he tries to scale the fence. And he's arrested. And then the police or the FBI find the notebook in his pocket with the statement in it, and they trace it back to me. So can I be prosecuted in a court of law? Well, if the judge is completely incompetent or deranged or drunk or is an outright fascist, I suppose so. But if the Constitution and precedent mean anything, no, absolutely not, because the statement is not an incitement to violence. It was picked up by somebody and used for that purpose, presumably, although we don't even really know that. And this is what people who are trying to censor speech these days are absolutely doing. This is what they're doing. They're saying that Trump incited people to break into the Capitol, that his words were an incitement, a direct command or order, as it were, and they take his words and they twist around the meaning, or they blow up the meaning so that it looks like that, in fact, is what he was doing. And on that basis, we're seeing the second attempt at impeaching him and all manner of censorship of statements made about, God, the election, about Trump, about vaccines, COVID, who knows, you know, whatever, that are being blacked out and banned, because they could be an incitement to violent acts. It's a typical intelligence agency type operation, by the way, is to make to equate one thing with another in people's minds falsely in order to bring about some kind of suppression of speech or legitimate constitutional action. And you can see it, and any intelligent person can figure this out if they just stop and think about it.
Well,
it's very dangerous.
Yes, it is. And John, you know, you laid out an example that is actually what a significant portion of what we call the political left have done for the last 4 years, making the statement that, oh, the election was stolen, he's not a legitimate president, on and on. That very same claim is being made by people who support or want to see Trump in office. Whether it's argued on the merits, real or not real, is secondary to the fact that that very thing that a certain political segment has claimed for 4 years is now made a statement on the other side that is incitement and is banned outright by all the social media platforms, which are the electronic town square realities of today. And I find that, how did it change from 4 years of saying it was fine, now a few weeks of saying it is incitement, unless you have deranged people or people that has, as you say, deep state scenarios, know how to control and manipulate populations through altering speech or making certain speech something that it isn't, but in the minds of those who don't know better, they just follow right along with it.
And I'll read you a very brief statement that actually has just been made by the Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania, John Fetterman. I quote, "This idea that saying that Pennsylvania was, quote, rigged, or that we were trying, trying to steal the election, that's a lie. And you do not have the right. That is not protected speech." This guy's out of his mind.
So he's saying you don't have the right to say that you believe the election was stolen.
This idea that saying that Pennsylvania was, quote, rigged, or that we were, quote, trying to steal the election, end quote, that's a lie. And you do not have the right. That is not protected speech. And he goes on to say it's the equivalent of yelling fire in a crowded theater. So he is making, without saying it, the incitement argument. He's saying that anyone who says the election was rigged in Pennsylvania, you know, is the equivalent of yelling fire in a crowded theater. In other words, you're inciting people to chaos and harm and and so forth. So, you know, this is an elected official, and he's very assertive about this. He's not timid at all, very aggressive with this statement. So this is what I mean. And he's saying, in addition, that anyone who makes these as tweets should have the tweets taken down immediately, which is a separate issue that has to do with, you know, what is Twitter?
Right.
You know, is it a company? Is it a town square? Is it a media outlet? Is it journalism?
But what are we having manifest now is chilling all speech, pretty much. Because now people have to, let's say, question, if I state this, will I become a criminal according to, you know, some government official, whether it be in Pennsylvania or elsewhere, or a criminal in the eyes of social media networks and a pariah and an outcast, and on it goes as we vilify and marginalize a significant portion of the population who have beliefs about something that are not the popular beliefs of those who would gain control over everybody. And at that point, my argument is still the same, that you are precipitating the very incitement you claim you are preventing by stifling speech and discussion in an open forum or debate.
Absolutely. I mean, these things used to be fairly obvious to people.
Yeah, you know, somewhere they drifted out of obviousness into some fog of, I don't know, Prozac. Look, we got to take a break. We're going to continue with our free speech here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with John Rappaport. You can link up at robertscottbell.com and nomorefakenews.com, and loving the discussion as always. We'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, the discussions that I've been missing with John for the past few weeks, they are cranked right up with no time lost at all, John. Thank you. You sound great, and you're continuing to write extensively over at nomorefakenews.com. We have the stories linked often in the show notes. Sometimes we republish them here at robertscottbell.com. Thank you. And if we continue this stifling of freedom of speech, the irony, of course, of in an Orwellian use of language is to say, you know, free speech is dangerous. Free speech is incitement. You know, this is the pattern of reprogramming people into fear, and then they start questioning their own thoughts, or maybe they're not questioning the thoughts themselves, but should I speak them? Because they're afraid of repercussions now for speaking out. To say this is the antithesis of the First Amendment and everything that was written for is an understatement.
Absolutely. Give you another example. Let's take this. Suppose I say, as I have many times, the SARS-CoV-2 virus was never proven to exist. It was never isolated. So the entire pandemic scenario is a fraud from the beginning. And then I explain and go into great detail and so on. Okay, now somebody could come along and say, well, this statement is not protected speech under the Constitution and the First Amendment because look what it can lead to. One thing it could lead to is that people would refuse to take the life-saving vaccine because if they don't believe that there's a virus loose in the world, then why in the world would they want to take a vaccine that's designed to protect them against that virus? And that would initiate a public health emergency if fewer and fewer people want to take the vaccine. That's incitement. That statement is incitement. Now, people would make this argument, and although it may not come to a court case, it could certainly come to being banned or shut down or whatever on some social media platform, saying, you know, he can't make that statement here freely and openly because look what it could lead to. Again, it's this postulation of a chain of cause and effect, of incitement, that is completely bogus and invalid and irrational.
Yes.
Because what you end up with is you finally say, well, if we can find one person, whoever he is, no matter what condition he's in, that might take your statement and run with it and do something harmful, then you have no right to make that statement.
Yeah. Well, it's becoming a bit of a challenge, a bigger challenge than before, because more and more medical professionals and even scientific researchers are pointing out things that are very inconvenient for the one-size-fits-all response of a vaccine, whether it be mRNA technology or another form. And we're seeing that come out in mainstream literature, as well as some newspapers that are considered mainstream newspapers that are covering this. And so what do? They will increasingly broaden the net of suppression of speech to the point of it's ridiculous. And even the people that are right now cheerleading it might wake up in the midst of that and go, wait a second. You're telling me the doctors that are doing this and saying this, they can't speak either. And I think that inevitably the suppression of speech and the attempts to do so will fail. Right? And we're going through the difficult times while it seems to be succeeding temporarily. I don't see that they can maintain or sustain this for a prolonged period.
Yeah, I would say it's already breaking down in a way. But then you also have to think about this. Let's say the New York Times, as they have, publishes what they would call an opinion piece, which they have, stating that the clinical trials of the vaccines by Pfizer and Moderna were completely useless because they were not even designed to show that people could be protected from serious illness or hospitalization or death, but only from protected from mild symptoms that were really no worse than a cold. Okay, now somebody posts that on Twitter. I'm just making this up. And then Twitter decides to remove the tweet, even though it was in the New York Times. So that sets up the kind of situation that you're talking about. Complete ridiculousness. But on the other hand, Twitter is much more widespread than the New York Times. So although the Times readers would get to read the opinion piece,
sure,
someone who's tweeting out the essence of that would be shut down.
Suppressed. It's a mechanical chill of a different variety. Look, we got to take a break. More with John Rappaport after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. In breaking news, convicted murderer and famed music producer Phil Spector has died at 81. Spector was serving a 19-year prison sentence for the 2003 murder of actor Lana Clarkson. The California Department of Corrections says Spector died at a hospital of natural causes. He produced countless hit records for the Beatles, the Ronettes, and the Righteous Brothers. The New York Times reports that 24 of his songs landed in the top 40 on the charts between 1960 and 1965. Spector was convicted in 2009 of killing Clarkson at his mansion on the outskirts of Los Angeles. Authorities are bracing for potential violence at capitals across the country and in D.C. National Guard troops, state troopers, and SWAT officers, along with bomb-sniffing dogs, are stationed at many of the capitals around the country. The FBI warning of potential violence leading up to Wednesday's inauguration. This is USA Radio News. A lockdown in Austria has been extended another 3 weeks due to COVID-19. This is the country's third lockdown. Only essential businesses are open. Officials hope to drive down infection rates, with variants of the virus seeming to spread easier than the current strain. Chancellor Sebastian Kurz in a news conference said 2 to 3 hard months are ahead. Do lockdowns, though, actually stop the spread of the virus?
A new study from the European Journal of Clinical Investigation found that mandatory lockdowns around the world did not provide significantly more benefits in slowing the spread of the coronavirus than other voluntary measures such as social distancing or travel reduction. Dr. Kanta Ahmed is a pulmonologist at NYU's Langone Medical Center.
We see that people actually, when they know about the risk, modify their behavior before you crush all businesses and all activity.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, John Rappaport, as we talk about the electronic town square you're referencing, like in New York Times, which in fact has published some interesting things about PCR tests, right? That we have referenced and that have gotten, you know, censored in social media. You're painting a picture that is actually occurring and has happened. And the electronic town square, I hear from people all the time say, well, they're a private company. They don't have to let you have free speech, on and on. And I point out the issue of Section 230, but also the fact that these platforms have operated as a virtual reality town square when the actual town square, people are banned from going there. You know, they're actively engaged in suppression of gatherings of groups of people, even though in the First Amendment that's protected speech, even though I acknowledge that the First Amendment doesn't grant us a right of speech, but was supposed to limit government in its ability or desire to limit the speech that is ours by virtue of our very creation and existence. So we're not dealing with, I guess, a normal circumstance of outreach. Your point is these social media companies have become more powerful than the paper of record.
Way more powerful. And you can certainly say, well, Twitter is not an official cabinet post in the federal government. So when they ban you, it's not the federal government itself banning you. But as you say, you know, it's an electronic town square, and that is a de facto place where freedom is supposed to prevail. And, of course, we see that that is not the case at all. But the basis on which these decisions are being made now is this issue of incitement. And it's being used by some people who are just stupid. But I would say more than that, it's being used by people who know that what they're doing is completely irrational and unconstitutional, and they don't care because they think they can get away with it, because they think other people are so stupid that they won't notice this bogus link that they're trying to make between a statement and the incitement to violence. That's really, I would say, the bulk of what's going on.
Because yeah, so,
not all these people who work for social media companies are dumb. They're aware. They know what they're doing. I would say, for the most part, the people at high levels, and they know why they're doing it.
Well, and we heard recently another Project Veritas audio recording of At Jack, the guy that owns Twitter, talking very openly in that conversation, whatever it was having, about further censorship, this continuing of this stifling of speech, particularly as it directs at certain political beliefs, much less the issues we have with raising medical and scientific issues about claims of viral isolation, viral causation, on and on. It goes things we've been talking about together, you've been writing about now for decades.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up, Dorsey. A very slippery character indeed. Yeah, he's talking about, oh, this is not, we're going after one Twitter account now, meaning Trump. But this is, you know, not the end of it. There's going to be more. We're going after the QAnon people. We're sorting that out now. And this banning and so forth is going to last at least until January 20th, he says. And, you know, probably beyond that. And he's looking forward to massive banning. So think of, for example, what this means for people who are traditionally very critical of vaccines and openly make all sorts of statements about vaccination and provide evidence that vaccines are harmful and ineffective. So now they can be lumped in with people who broke into the Capitol, people who are threatening to carry out violent acts, supposedly, at state capitals, people who are trying to harm the public health or you know, in this time of the crisis of the pandemic and all of this kind of thing. So they're ideal targets for censorship. And then some of those people, as you indicated, could be prone to modify their own statements about vaccines and say, well, how can I say this in a way that will allow me to post a tweet about it and get by? How can I put this? And now they're censoring themselves. Now they're short-circuiting their own arguments, which is, of course, great for the other side. So they'll say something like, first of all, I want to make it very clear that I'm not against vaccines. I just want to make them safer. When in fact, that's not what they think at all. They think, and they've said and written on many occasions, all vaccines are dangerous and they're ineffective, and here's the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're not saying that anymore because they're trying to get by, because they're trying to avoid suppression and censorship. Now, we're on another slab of thin ice here, mm-hmm. where people are swallowing what they believe and can prove to be true in the face of censorship.
John, and the irony, of course, there is, again, another living example of what we've seen happen for some folks. But yet, that slippery slope of censorship, if you've accepted the first layer, now the second layer of what you just claimed is also bannable, right? We don't care that you say you're not against vaccines. The mere act of questioning safety of any of them or saying you want safer vaccines is subject now to censorship.
Very good. Very good. You see, they keep moving the goalposts.
Mm-hmm.
And then that person who has swallowed part of what they actually think, trying to get by, realizes, well, that's not working either. So what can I do now? Can I shave it down even further, dilute it even further? You know, now you're on the road to complete, uselessness of any kind when you do that. And
well,
that's
now you're
objective.
Yeah, now you're going underground with, you know, Socrates and other folks that have to go into hiding because of the thoughts that question certain unquestionables that have now been adopted by, going back to your original moniker of modern medicine, becoming the church of biological, or now I say pharmaceutical mysticism, where you have an officially sanctioned religion or cult that if you in any way stray from the dogma and belief system, you are a pariah that is subject to any type of, a punishment or response. And you've gotten the frightened masses to actually applaud and cheerlead, you know, the stoning, if you will, of those who have a differing view. And we are, you know, at risk of going down that road at least temporarily and repeating a lot of history here because, the young people perhaps have never been taught this history, or they've purposefully called for its abolition because, you know, that history might offend them and their sensibilities today to think that it might have happened. But the irony, of course, if you censor it, you guarantee a repeat, if you will. And, you know, we're witnessing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah. When rationality ceases to exist, this is what happens. When children are not educated well enough to be able to stand up and discuss back and forth and have different opinions and understand that free speech protects both sides, when they can't grasp that reality, it's just, a destination too far. They can't wrap their minds around that. Then the only refuge they have is, well, I stand for whatever is right and true.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else ought to be taken off the table and made illegal. So I'm going to find out who I can hitch my wagon to that I think is right and true, and whatever they do, whatever they say, I'm for that, and let's shut down everybody else. Because it's not just that they want that, it's that they can't go any further than that. They haven't been educated well enough to rise up high enough to see the landscape in which people can disagree and yet protect each other's right to free speech. That reality just doesn't make any sense to them. They're not capable of that discussion. They're not capable of seeing that free speech on both sides ought to be protected. You know, it's like, I don't know what to compare it to, but it's, you know, you show somebody something they've never seen before, they don't know what it is, they have no idea what you're doing, so they automatically reject it.
Well, what's manifesting in my mind's eye, you know, seeing the things that the King of England did that upset the colonists so much that they were willing to say, uh-uh, we can no longer participate in this. And, of course, that's the thing on some level. There are, you know, globalists that want to see us under the thumb of an elite ruling class. And as I say, the DNA of Americans that do know history is like, no, that's not going to happen. But at the same time, right now, the control of speech is stifling the communication of something very basic and very much a part of our history that used to be taught, that now is, of course, suppressed and looked at as, you know, the colonists are now suddenly the terrorists, not the crown of England.
Right, which, of course, carries its own dangers. And then you add on top of that the lockdowns, which stifles everything. I mean, when you make that kind of a move and you say to people, well, you're basically under house arrest, you have to close down your business because of the virus, you have to go broke, you're bankrupt, you just have to deal with it, we'll pay you hopefully enough so that you can at least survive.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get into some of that discussion next. We got to take a break. We're going so far, so fast with John Rappaport. Welcome to the new year, and we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, John, we come to the conclusion of our first hour together of the new year, and always a delightful conversation in the midst of horrible topics. You know, it's like, really? We have to talk about this? Yeah. And of course, what other levels or modicums of control are there? And I've been talking about this on my show for a long time, and you've been writing about it as well, that it's not enough to control your speech. We got to control your behavior. And how are they going to do that? Well, that's the economics of the Great Reset, which we find, you know, more and more people are coming to the conclusion. Of course, Catherine Austin Fitz has been very vocal about this, that it's not a health crisis, it's an economic crisis, this reset. And the control of behavior through locking down your ability to use the money you think is yours because you work for Federal Reserve notes or a digital version of it in the Great Reset, where they convert those Federal Reserve notes via the World Bank and International Monetary Fund as digital entries that are available to you based on good behavior, whatever they determine that to be.
Yeah, which is a further extension of what we're talking about. In other words, the censorship of speech and behavior, the Chinese model. If you toe the line, if you keep your mouth shut and your eyes straight ahead, and you do what you're told, then we'll pay you, guarantee you, enough income to barely survive. That would be universal guaranteed income. Not survive at the level that you're used to. It's not based on your ability to earn, make your own way in the world, launch your own business, or any of that kind of thing. That's the past. This is different. This is the Chinese model, basically.
Right. Yeah.
And it's being exported all over the world.
Well, and that's where it steps up to your right to exist, right? And this is why, you know, the founders put the First Amendment as the First Amendment, freedom of speech, because it was an essence of a right of existence to do the things that are in that amendment. And here we are, again, as I urge and I speak to my friends and those who listen that might have a left-leaning political view, to wake you up. And I don't mean to offend you by saying that, but if that's what it takes, go ahead. Look in the mirror. You're participating in the demise of whatever freedom you think you have while suppressing others' freedoms, because it comes back to you next, and there will be no one left to speak up for you.
Oh, yeah. What we're going to see now is the left eating its own, because the left, politically speaking, is not some monolith where everyone agrees, as it turns out.
Mm-hmm.
There is no far left, radical left, where you say, well, this is as far as they're going. No, they're going further. And so they're going to be attacking themselves, and that is already beginning to happen. Oh, we're not satisfied with Biden. We don't like the people that he's chosen for his cabinet. These people are too centrist. We need more people who are further along on the road to enlightenment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we're going to watch the people on the left eating themselves, eating their own, because, as we've said here, once the ball starts rolling in this direction, it doesn't stop. It only stops when we make it stop, when enough of us say, no, 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 we're going to speak. Mm-hmm. We have the right. We have the right to live.
That's the point of the Rosa Parks moment I come back to in history. For those to recognize, Rosa Parks as a woman of color was told to go to the back of the bus at the time of overt racism and racial policies in government and even in private business practice. And she says, no, I will not go to the back of the bus. And, you know, it started a massive change in consciousness by someone who had the courage to stand up and say, no, I will not participate. I will not cooperate. Cooperation is not good when it results in your enslavement or even termination from life itself, which is inevitably where this great reset will go for those who believe in a different way to heal or prevent disease, or a different way to do economic exchange, a different way to believe and worship. And John, as we wrap up our first hour together in 2021, I can't say anything but thank you, my friend, for all that you're doing and writing at NoMoreFakeNews.com and the things we get to do together here at RobertScottBell.com. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Robert.
Remember, the power to heal, the power to say no, the power to think and speak is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.